Live from the Lambeau Field Atrium, inside the Legends Club, Blaine's Farm and Fleet present Packers Live! This week's Packers special guest, Mason Crosby! Ladies and gentlemen, The Rock himself, Larry Vaccaro!
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Packers Live. Was that a wild game or what? I personally was not worried in the least. Somebody just called me a liar. And on that note, we'll move right along to the ode. It is dedicated to said game, and it's called Ode to a Wild Game. 31-7, pull down the curtain. The outcome of this one, all but certain. The Falcons fought back with a guy named Julio. 11 catches, 259 yards. Not very Coolio. There's a lesson to be learned from a team left for dead. When the line hits 13, take the points and the spread. Frankie, thank you for that reinforcement. Please say hello to our band, Third and Short. Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? In the history of the universe, only two men have scored 1,000 points for the Green Bay Packers, and tonight's guest is one of them. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to Mason Crosby. Mason, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
We're glad you're here. Mason, I was talking about it just a moment ago. That was really a wild game. Kind of crazy, huh?
It was a wild game. It was a little different than some of the games we had where we had a big lead like that at halftime. What was it, 31-7 there last night?
Yeah.
You know, usually the last times we've been up that big at halftime, it's been a pretty good second half. And you know, we had to fight. I think Atlanta was, they came out second half with a good game plan, and they're kind of playing for that that division title down there as well. And they put on a good show there in the second half. And I think it's good for our team, though. Play four quarters, make sure that that we know we have what it takes to win tight, you know, kind of games that don't always go exactly how we want them to here, especially at home. And we have to do those things.
Mason, at halftime, as you guys are dealing with that 31-7 league, mm-hmm. did you kind of think, well, it's going to be like it's always been this season, and we're just going to walk away with this thing? Was there any of those thoughts going on? Because the Falcons came out like gangbusters.
Yeah, you know, to be honest with you, there are. It's hard not to have those thoughts because obviously what we've done in the past, you know, especially here at home, that we get a lead like that, we protected it and done a good job there in the second half. And Atlanta did. They came out, you know, ready to go. They got that big play early, got some points, and you know, but our offense still did a great job. We kind of went back and forth a little bit there, and we made plays when we had to. So, yeah, I admittedly there was, you know, I'm going into halftime feeling, you know, like I'm sure a lot of us were feeling pretty good about that cushion, and obviously it ended up being enough. It's what we needed to win.
Mason, we're seeing it right now. You guys also, for the third game in a row, got the ball back late and kept the ball. Yeah. Your team's identity is to finish strong, and I think that's huge.
Yeah. Seriously, do that. The way the offense has done that these last 3 weeks, just to be able to finish off a game, running the ball, passing it, you know, like last week against the Patriots, that throw Aaron made to, you know, on third down to get the first and to be able to kneel it out. That's the ideal situation, is at the end of the game you can kneel it out because you've taken them completely out of the game. So our offense has done a great job getting us in a position that even with three timeouts last night, to be able to run down, you know, kill all the time off the clock, and even though we got a penalty, we were able to take that knee in and run it out there.
Of course, Mason, you had a key play of your own, 4:33 left in the contest, and it's ever getting closer. The lead is shrinking all the time. 53-yard boot. And tell me if I'm wrong, does the ball travel real well in the cold weather?
You know, we're fortunate. I've been saying all these last couple weeks, because it's been relatively mild for December in Green Bay, but my perspective's changed since I've been here. I kind of, you know, I'm a Texas boy. I went to school in Colorado, but coming into Green Bay now for 8 years, I'm kind of, as long as it's around freezing, not in the, you know, not below 20 in December, I'm usually pretty happy about that. So last night for me, my perspective, it wasn't that cold, but yeah, the ball doesn't travel quite as far, you know, especially here in December. And Mike Key on that kick, you know, we kind of were going back and forth. Mike was, you know, trying to decide if we were gonna, you know, kick it or go for it. And whenever he called me out there, I just went. My main focus was get it on the line, get the right distance, and everything happened after that.
You had a pretty active night, because even with your kicking, you're also covering kickoffs, and they have this fellow that we're very familiar with named Devin Hester. And folks, look at Mason Crosby. You know, Mason, this was textbook, the way you used the sideline, cornered him there, and didn't go too low. Yeah. You went through the thigh pads.
I got him in the legs. He's, I told Hester after the game, I was like, "You try to run me over on that? What are you doing?" You know. So, I think of all the returners in the NFL, I've hit Hester the most. Either hit him or tackled him. You know, obviously playing him twice whenever he was with the Bears. He's always dynamic. It seems like once a game he'll get one. He kind of gets out a little bit, and luckily there he didn't get too far. I was able to hit him around the 30-yard line and didn't let him squeeze out too far. And that's kind of my focus, is get down, especially a guy like that, is get down and don't let him get too much space, because if I'm back at all, if I'm back 5 yards, he'll probably cut back and be still running right now. So I have to kind of close it down and be a football player every once in a while.
Well, Mason, hang on to your helmet, because it is time to go in the huddle. Exciting segment where we dissect a play with the player who made it.
All right.
Mason, are you ready?
What play do you think we're doing?
I think the 53-yard right. field goal. And, okay, you have your ritual.
Yeah.
And we're going to look at your ritual right now. You take your two steps and get yourself ready. Now, hold it right there. I want to ask you this.
Yeah.
The kick before this one, through no fault of your own, the kick prior to this one had been blocked.
Yeah.
Right up the middle.
Yeah.
Kind of deflating. Were any of those thoughts going through the old noggin right there at
no,
all?
No. You know, I mean, through a course of a game, tons of things happen, ebbs and flows, and I just have to kind of move on from that, you know, from that previous kick. So this is a totally different kick. My mind's kind of focused on what this situation is, what this one means, and I just kind of cleared that, you know. I like to think of like Bull Durham, clear the mechanism, you know. So
all right.
I go out there and I clear it and I go. And, you know, we were kind of, like I said, you know, in between. So we didn't have a ton of time when I ran out there. So didn't have a lot of time to think. Just got my footwork, got set, and I do my little, you know, arm thing. Like my mom always tells me after the game, she's like, "All right, I knew you were going to make all of them because you made sure, you know, you were loose."
Little shoulder shrug type deal.
Yeah, she keeps me in line.
Okay, and I know you want to mention this. This is a flawless operation. Rhett Goode on the snap, Tim Maste on the hold, flawless. And at this point, you're just looking at your spot. Is that correct?
Yeah, keep my eyes down on the spot. When Tim lifts that hand to catch it, and so basically when the ball touches, like the ball hits his hands, I'm starting my movement. So see, ball actually hadn't even touched his hands there. Did a great job. Laces were out. Protection's great. Tim puts it right on the spot. And so they make it easy on me.
okay, let's go forward here and stop. Stop. Okay, here's the ball right here.
Yeah.
Now, when I saw this in the broadcast of the game, I said it looked like kind of a two-iron shot. Now, you're a big golfer.
Yeah.
Was that done on purpose? Because it was...
You know, like I said, yeah, my main focus was getting the distance first off and hitting it online. Well, hitting it online is always the thing, and then getting the correct distance. So I knew with kind of how the field is, you know, late in the year, different things, I knew I needed to stick a good plant and just make sure I hit a good ball. So ideally, I'd like it a little bit higher, but yeah, it was probably my knockdown 5-iron or so. So,
well, look at it, and that's a big 3 points. With 4 minutes and change left in the ball game, Mason Crosby with yet another 50-plus yard field goal. Well done, Mason.
Thank you.
Coming up, this week's installment of Earn Your Autograph, starring Courtney.
Good job. How are you? Nice to meet you.
Right here. Now, Mason.
Oh, yes, I saw the upper.
Thank you, Jordan Short. We are back. Time to play Earn Your Autograph, and our guest player is Courtney. Courtney, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Surprised? Well, I've never had lib before, but I'm okay. Thanks for asking. But I'll tell you what, Courtney, if you can learn the football skill, and I guess what it is, you know, if you can learn the football skill Mason's about to coach you on, you will have earned his autograph. How's that?
I'll give it a try.
You will get a number 2 jersey?
I sure will.
Okay, there we go. So what are we going to learn, Mason?
Obviously, we're going to learn how to kick a field goal. So we got some uprights.
Well, we got uprights. What do you know?
Apparently, this is... I'm glad they're not that small, and that would be a little tougher. So we're going to have you stand over here, Courtney. I'm going to hold for Courtney, so I'd show her how difficult Tim's job is here.
I'll field the 3-pointer.
We need to get some lift. If you can hit Larry, that would be a feat right there. All right? That's your goal.
Mason.
Are you ready?
Yep.
All right. Oh, we got to get under it.
Give her one more try there, right. Mason.
I think you just got to swing harder.
Okay.
I think you're trying to guide it through there. So, just kick it hard.
Yeah!
There it is. You can't guide it. There we go. Awesome.
Yeah.
That was great.
Courtney, you could be a kickboxer.
That's right. I told her to kick it hard.
She certainly did.
That's right.
Apparently, she earned your autograph.
I got it.
Okay, wonderful. While Courtney's getting Mason's autograph, we got to take a break. When we come back, more with Mason Crosby. Don't go away, please.
Thank you.
Nice meeting you.
Catch Packers Live with your team. For free group tickets, call or email the Packers and be part of the show live at Lambeau Field.
Welcome back. Mason, what do you want to talk about?
Well, Larry, I want to talk about me.
I'm not talking about you usually. But occasionally, I want to talk about me.
I want to talk about me, the exciting segment where we delve into the personal life of our guest. No, I'm just kidding, okay. Mason, but... I'll tell you what, if you need a kicker on your fantasy football team, Mason Crosby's your guy. Take a look.
That's right. They hate it when I do this. Check it out. It's time to pick me. It's your move.
Mason, that thing is priceless.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we've run it before, but it's always worth seeing again. That
was
great.
Every year it gets re-aired right before the season. So, like, I get a new group of people saying, when did you do this? Like, when this happened? And I actually filmed that, like, 6 years ago. Or something.
Really?
Yeah. So it was youthful, young and vibrant. But No, it's a fun video, and there was like a whole series of those fantasy football deals. And it, what's kind of weird is I feel like that was like when fantasy football was starting to really take off, and now it's so prevalent in our game. It's I think some people might love fantasy football more than real football. I'm not sure. Like there's sometimes a little confusion there.
On a much more serious note, I noticed something last year when you guys were beginning the playoffs. And at that point in the season, you guys actually elect captains rather than have them appointed on a weekly basis, which you do during the regular season. For the playoffs, they are elected, and you were elected by your teammates as one of the special teams captains. And I thought that was really special because not often a specialist, you know, it's kind of hard bridging that gap to leadership and so forth. And I thought it said a lot about what your teammates think of you by your election as captain.
Well, it really is. I mean, it's an honor, especially after the year I'd had the year before, to come back and have the year I had last year, and to be voted as a captain by my teammates. I'm thankful every day I get to come to work and play football with these guys, and that's, I think that's somewhat what I try to do. I try to be a football player first and foremost, and then my job is to go kick that football through the uprights. But like on kickoffs, I have to be that 11th guy to go down there if I need to make a play and make a tackle. But it's an honor to be voted as a captain, and hope I keep doing the things that that show that that I was worthy of that.
That was really cool. Coming up, we'll have questions for Mason from our lively audience here in the Legends Club.
Thank you, Third Short. Thank you. And welcome back, Mason Crosby, our very special guest, and we have some very special questions for him. Your name?
Carrie Tellier.
And your very special question.
My very special question is related to you as an athlete, as well as, you know, I know you're a football player and I know you're a golfer, and I happen to be a golfer. So I'm interested in knowing which of your athletic skills as a kicker apply to golfing.
That's a good question. I do love golf, and that's awesome that you play. So I think it's a whole rotation. You try to utilize those big muscles. I don't have that luxury on the golf course. Sometimes I get a little handsy, I think. So it's one of those that, use my hips, rotate. So I actually love to be able to go out and hit a golf ball whenever I'm taking some time off from kicking, and it still kind of helps me with my kicking motion, because I'm rotating, I'm turning, and I have to keep my eye down behind the ball, and it's kind of all the same impact stuff. All my vision is exactly the same, so it's a very good utilization of my time, and that's my excuse to my wife as well why I'm on the course so much whenever I'm not playing football, is that it helps my kicking. So
all right. Next up we have
Colton Perry. And have you ever kicked a field goal with cowboy boots on?
Oh, man. I'm trying to think. I don't think I have. So I will give it to Courtney. She kicked them. She had some boots on, and she made one. So, let's give her a hand.
We'll
go back there.
Frankie, what was your favorite question, and what does that lucky questioner receive?
My favorite question was from Gary, and she gets an official Packers shopping bag for the holiday season with a special Packers surprise.
What is that surprise, Frank?
It is an official Packer cup with a special surprise inside of that.
What's the other surprise?
A Packer pen!
Wonderful! Yeah. Boy, is she lucky. All right, coming up, some final thoughts. Stay with us. Don't go away. Sorry about that.
Welcome back. We are out of time. I just want to leave you with this thought. Mason Crosby is 36 points away from Ryan Longwell's all-time Packers scoring record. Mason, go get him, buddy. Thank you for being here. Thank you for watching.
Thank you.
Until next time, take care.